This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 403, and today we're going to be talking about the benefits of mindfulness. But before we begin, just wanted to remind you all about these wonderful supplements that if you want to optimize everything, your physical, your mental, your emotional, maybe your spiritual, there's a great product that I've been using. It's called Genius Brand, and they have a great nootropic called Genius Joy. That's one of my favorites, and I'm in the process of trying all of them, and I do pay for them myself. So I'm in the process of trying all of them, but the Genius Joy really is a fantastic, fantastic nootropic. Keeps me focused, keep me in a great, great mood, helps me be mindful because it allows me to focus my attention on what I'm doing. So anyway, go ahead and pop over to warriorgenius.com, select the product that you like, and use code Greg, G-R-E-G-G, 10, and get a 10% discount. Alrighty, so here we are. We're going to be talking about mindfulness. And what's interesting is that when most people talk about mindfulness, they think it's more just about the mind, about thinking. Well, actually, we have multiple senses. We are multiple sensory beings. We have sight. We have sound. We have smell. We have taste. We have feelings. We have internal kinesthetic, or we have internal emotional feelings, and we have external kinesthetic feelings, like is something hot, is something cold. So we have those two types of feelings. And then actually back in Plato and Socrates days, thinking was considered a sense. And also then we also have intuition. So we look at how mindfulness plays in all of these. One of the things is we've become a thinking society. We actually think we're our thoughts. We actually believe our thinking because we have thought them. And we put so much weight and so much attention to our thinking that we tend to forget about whatever else is going around in our world. So mindfulness, to me, is a way of focusing your attention on that specific activity, that specific sense. So if you were being mindful about what you were looking at, you would actually see the person. You would see their essence. You would see their clothes, you would see their hair, you would see their eyes, you would really see the person you are talking to if you are mindfully paying attention to the sight. And this is such a wonderful, what wonderful thing, because when you can truly see somebody or something, it just opens up a whole new world. And this is like if you're out in nature and you're able to see, be mindful in your seeing, you will see the beauty of nature, the beauty of the tree, the beauty of the dirt, of the rocks, of the flowers. You'll be so mindful that you'll be taking all of this in into your sight. Then if you're mindful on your sound, you'll be able to hear this. So during my Warrior's Quest weekend, I take the initiates out in the woods. And I usually have the retreats at a place where it's easily accessible. And what we do is we practice this mindfulness meditation walk as we're forest bathing. So for a period of a couple of minutes, the person just listens to the sounds. They put all of their attention into the sound. What are they hearing? Is there a jet flying over? Is there a squirrel someplace? Is there a bird chirping? And they listen with all of their intention. This is actually being mindful. And then they move to what are they smelling? So they go from the sight to the smell. What are they smelling in the forest? Do they smell the decay of the leaves? Do they smell some fragrances of the trees or the flowers? And they, and we walk through the forest and we're paying attention to the smell of this. And then is there a taste in the air? So each one of these things lasts just a minute or two, but it's enough time for you to put all of your attention and intention into these, senses that we have. And by doing this, you're practicing mindfulness for that specific sense. So then we move on to taste. And is there a taste in the air? Or do you still have a taste from what you just drank or what you just ate? And is that bitter or is it sweet or whatever it might be? And we focus on the taste. And then we focus on the feeling, the kinesthetic external feeling. What are you feeling in your feet? What do you, how does the ground feel against your feet? How do the clothes feel against your skin? Are you sweating yet? Are you cool? So what is the feeling that's going on? And then we go internal feelings. So what emotions are coming up for you? Is it calm? Is it bliss? Are you a little anxious? Is your heart rate going up? And so then we walk for a little bit more and pay attention to that. And once we go through the sight, the sound, the smell, the taste, the external feelings and the internal feelings, what's amazing is the person then goes to their thinking and they realize that they haven't been thinking. By paying attention to sight, sound, smell, taste, feeling, their thinking has stopped. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling because now they've been so mindful that they're in the now. And when you're in the now, that thinking just ceases. And what's really powerful is when that thinking ceases, your intuition can get in touch with you. So before we begin this forest bathing and mindfulness walk, we kind of ask a question of ourselves, or the individual ask a question. They're trying to get an answer to something. And then they release it. They have the intention, I'm going to go on this forest bathing walk or mindful walk, and I'd like to have an answer on what should I do about my job when I get home. Well, we go through the sight, the sound, the smell, the feeling. The thinking stops. And then as soon as we notice the thinking stops, there's normally somewhere along that time within the next 20 minutes, intuition will start to come in because we can't have intuition and thinking at the same time. So we need to stop the thinking in order to tap into our intuition. This is kind of what meditation is about. When we sit down and be mindful of our breaths, we wait, we allow our souls to come up and talk to us. But we can also do this in a movement practice such as mindfulness walking. So what's interesting is when we can start to really get mindful about our life, we can just tap into those extra parts of ourselves that are here to help us. And as you know, the podcast is Warrior Mind Podcast. Well, a warrior's mind is not always active. It's not always chasing squirrels. It's not looking for a shiny object. When you go back to the ancient warriors, there was many, many times where they would sit still to get to know themselves. They would be, whether it's, the samurais, the Chinese, the Vikings, there was always parts of their day where they would sit and be quiet and be still to get to know what they were doing. This was their mindful practice. We call it mindfulness now. But part of being that warrior is not just go, go, go all the time and looking for shiny objects and chasing squirrels. Part of being a warrior is to have that warrior mind, and that is to be mindful about what you're doing. So even if you're eating, when you're eating dinner, you know, here is something that we have just abandoned in the West is when we're out at a restaurant, we usually have our smartphones with us, or we're even engaged in conversation, which is great. So there are times when we can have conversation when we're eating. But then if we're doing that, we probably don't even taste the meal that we have. So I would challenge you at least one night a week, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether with your family, is to have a meal and don't talk. But pay attention to the food. What's the texture of it? What's the temperature of it? What's the sweetness? What's the sourness? What's the savory of it? And just really be mindful about what you're eating. Come on, it's one night a week out of 7 nights, one night. It might even be on your pizza night. Whatever it is, take that time and really be mindful about what you're eating. And then when you're in a conversation, be mindful about how that other person is looking at you, how their energy is coming. When you can tap into your mindfulness, your communication will improve exponentially. It'll improve with yourself. It'll improve with other people. And what this means is that you're going to be able to live a life of more joy, harmony, and satisfaction, because you're going to be mindful about what you're saying to somebody, and you're going to be mindful about what they're saying to you. What happens in conversations is we'll say something, and then we'll hear the first word the next person says, and we'll already start to put together our response or our reply to that without even hearing them. Being mindful is, here's what we're going to say. Is it nice? Is it supportive? Does it help the person? And then we're going to be quiet. And then we're going to listen to what that person says and really listen and be mindful of the energy. Be mindful. Is there a hesitation in their voice? Is there confidence? Are they concerned about what they're saying? We want to be mindful about all of those aspects of it so we can communicate better. When we're mindful, even when we're working out, we'll feel our muscles contracting. We'll feel our heart rate going up. We will feel everything about our working out, and we will enjoy it that much more. So what I'd like to challenge you to do this week is go out and do some forest bathing, but I want you to do it in a mindful manner. That is, put all your attention to sight for a minute. And you could put a stopwatch, and you can have a watch that beeps every minute just to remind you. But for a minute, just look, walk and look. Just look. Then the next minute, listen to everything that's going on. Then the next minute, smell what's going on. And then taste, and then feel the external feeling, internal feeling. And then notice how you've stopped thinking, and then listen to your intuition. This is a really powerful, powerful process. And if you did this daily, it would be amazing. But even if you did it weekly as part of your spiritual practice, I think you would find that the more mindful you are, the more aware you are, the better your decision making is going to be, the less impact you're going to have on your emotions. You're going to be able to control your emotions, not even control them, but you won't have the emotions comes up because you'll be mindful about this. So anyway, enjoy this assignment, and would love to hear back from you on your success on it. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.